Blog Talk Radio.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Rejoice. Say joy, my King, in what is. Please let it be a sweet, sweet, sweet sound. Please let it be a sweet, sweet, sweet sound. Please let it be a sweet, sweet, sweet sound in your ears. Hallelujah. Anointing, hallelujah. Fall on me, hallelujah. Anointing, follow me. May the power of the Holy Ghost fall down on me. Anointing, fall down. Anointing, fall down. Anointing, fall down. Fall down on me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving. Father God, we love you. We thank you for your divine protection watching over us, Father, as we slept and we slumbered, keeping us from dangers seen and dangers unseen. Father, we thank you that at your command, we rise and we shine this morning with victory. We rise and we shine with gratitude. We rise and we shine confessing every sin of omission and every sin of commission. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We embrace the gifts of a brand new day, brand new spanking day, a day that you have made, and we are grateful in it. Thank you, Father, because it didn't have to be, but we know that there is a purpose in our existence. It is a purpose for you granting us this precious gift. This precious gift, time is precious, and you have given us, Father, more time to do your will, more time to be about your business, more time to fulfill our purpose, more time. Thank you. Thank you, Father. You're the giver of time. You're the taker of time. We say thank you. Father God, we thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you for our endurance. We thank you for our perseverance. We thank you for our tenacity. We thank you for our faith, Father, and our love walk and learning how to obey you as we go. We thank you for this time of fasting and consecration. We say thank you, Father. We say thank you. Thank you for our listening audience all around the globe and every continent. Wherever they're listening, Father, we say thank you. Wherever they're participating, wherever somebody is being blessed by the word, because the word is the blessing, Father. Glory be to God. And we say thank you for the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And we honor you today, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we pray that you will have your way in our services, where you and you alone will get the glory and be glorified. Your people will be edified. Satan is horrified, Father, because he just can't stop us. He's tried a whole bunch of stuff, Father. Lord, tripped us up a couple times. We might have fell down a couple times, But Father God, we thank you that every time we fall, we get back up again. Father, because of our faith in you, that you are bigger, Father God, than bigger. Glory be to God. And if God be for us, Father God, who can be against us? So we bless you. We commit this service into your hands today, Father. And we ask that, hallelujah, you have your way. Because truly, we are the potter. You are the potter, and we are the clay. Thank you for molding us and making us after your will while we are waiting, yielded, and still. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to you, and to you, our brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Amen. Lottie Dottie and everybody. Welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords. Truly, this is a day that the Lord God, he has made. And we are rejoicing and we are glad in it from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great, 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 great. And our God's name is greatly to be praised. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I am your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. If this is your first time with us, please do not feel like you are a stranger. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. The breakfast for champions is about to be served by the Holy Spirit. And we thank God that inasmuch as there is no time and distance in the Spirit, we can meet together on this platform, which we do. Amen. We've been meeting here for the last 12 years. We just celebrated our 12th birthday. Amen. On January the 1st. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And we meet on this platform 7 days a week. So please, amen, enjoy the services to the extent that you keep on coming back. Amen. And bring somebody else with you. Amen and amen and amen. We have embarked on 21 days of fasting and consecration, and it has been a delight. It has been a delight. It is a delight. It's not over with yet. Amen. We're about almost halfway through. Amen. Glory be to God. But we want to tell the Lord thank you. Today is day number 9. Amen. And we give God all the praise, and we give God all the glory, and we give God all the honor. Amen. Today we want to be looking in Nehemiah chapter number 1. Amen. It speaks about Nehemiah. Amen. Our focus verse here, verse number 4, says, when I heard these things, I sat down and wept. For some days I mourned and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. Amen. So, beloved, we see that the Lord mentions fasting. Amen. In the Old Testament, he mentions fasting in the New Testament. Amen. And if it was good enough for Jesus, it was good enough for me. And thank God it's good enough for you too. Amen. Hallelujah. Because the servant is not greater than the master. Amen. So, hallelujah. My God, and we want to give God some praise, glory, and honor. This morning, coming to us from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, amen, our elder Estelle Martin, we thank God for this woman of God. We want to thank God for her faithfulness in the Lord's kingdom, amen, and all that she does, amen, pertaining to the Lord's work. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God. Amen. She is a mother. Amen. A grandmother. And I don't know, she's a servant, amen. She's a businesswoman. And she has a, you know, a lot going on. But most of all, amen, she is a servant and a daughter of the Most High God. So, amen, she has agreed to come and elaborate this morning, amen, and to share her intake, amen, and her reflection on Nehemiah and his point of view, amen, and his benefit, amen, from fasting. And, beloved, one thing we find out when we follow the Lord, amen, and his word, that he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And if he did it for one, he'd do it for two. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. So this time, without any further ado, amen, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others our minister, Estelle Martin, in Jesus' name. Good morning, Minister Martin. Are you there?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name, I'm here. Good morning, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Minister and Angels. Good morning, Apostle Dr. Bradford, and to each and every one that's on the line in their proper places. Amen. Yes, I am here in Jesus' name. Father, let the words of my mouth, meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yes, Apostle gave me Nehemiah 1:4. Now, Nehemiah's prayer for Jerusalem. And it came to pass when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven and said, I beseech, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God, that keep his covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. Let thy ear now be attentive and thy eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayers of thy servant, which I pray before thee now, day and night, for the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned. We have dealt very corruptly against thee and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments which thy commandeth thy servant Moses. Remember, I beseech thee, the word thy commandeth thy servant Moses, saying, if ye transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. But if ye turn unto me and keep my commandments and do them, by their will were of you cast out unto the uttermost parts of the heaven. Yet will I gather them from thence and will bring them unto a place that I have chosen to set my name there. Now these are thy servants and thy people whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power and by thy strong hand. O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thy ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servants who desire to fear thy name and prosper. I pray thee, thy servant, this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man. For I was the king's cupbearer. Amen, amen. And I'm going to go in a little bit of the story of Ezra accomplished a spiritual establishment of the new community, whereas Nehemiah succeeded in giving it physical stability. When he was in the high position of cupbearer to the king, he learned that the community of Judea was in great affliction and reproach, Jeremiah 1:3. Thus he succeeded in having himself appointed governor in Judah, with authority and resources to rebuild the city walls. He was a man of skill and daring. His first survey the walls at night to avoid detection by those who might oppose the work. Then he assembled a labor force, and dividing the walls into sections, he supervised the building process. The project was accomplished in the remarkable short time of 52 days, During this endeavor, he faced determined opposition, marking Jeremiah 2:19, Jeremiah 4:1-3, armed raids, Jeremiah 4:7-12, a rouse to draw him outside the city without doubt to murder him, Jeremiah 6:1-4, blackmail, Jeremiah 6:5-9, and finally a prophet hired and foretell his death. In every case, he met the challenge with courage, wisdom, and invisible determination to complete the task from which God had called him. After the wall was completed, he took measures to increase the population of Jerusalem and to correct social, economic, and religious abuse. The deep purity of Nehemiah is evidenced by his prayers and strong conviction to personally accomplish the task for which God had called him. His combined work with Ezra united the nation and gave them a unique identity in such a way as to preserve the people of God, the oracles of God, and the promise of redemption in the light of that day when God will fulfill all of the old covenant hopes and desires in the person and work of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. Just to give you a little insight on what Nehemiah had to go through, and he was called, he was chosen, for we know in Matthew 22:14, it said, many are called, few are chosen. Amen. And Nehemiah means the Lord comforts, and if I took a subject, it would be the Lord comforts. And here we see that Nehemiah had to cry out to God for the people because they had tore down the wall, and the enemy could come in and out and do whatever they wanted to do. But yet it was King Azara, but he was king, but God had chosen Nehemiah, and he was a cupbearer, meaning God had put him in a high position place, you know, to redeem his people because they were sinful. He had to cry out, just like Apostle Bradford is crying out for the souls of the people, you know, for them to repent and turn their way of doing things and turn unto God and to do the statutes and the commandments of God. For then we sin. This is why we are at prayer, you know, repenting ourselves, and then we're asking God to repentance of others, you know, that they would turn from their way, from the flesh way, and turn unto the spiritual way. Or the prayers had gone forth, and Nehemiah didn't just pray for 21 days. Nehemiah prayed for 4 months. So, you know, we see here that prayer and fasting is a must, you know, for the child, you know, for children of the king, because we are not wrestling with what we see. We are wrestling with the unseen. And I always say, as I talk with my sisters and friends, and say we are too much in the flesh, and we need to get more in the spirit. So, you know, we stand an empty pitcher, hallelujah, before a full fountain. And, you know, we get empty, and this is why we need to fast and pray that God can refill our cup, and that spiritually, that we can overflow, not just with our family, you know, and not just with our community, and you know, with other nations, you know, and we will be led and guided, you know. God said, hallelujah, before Jesus hung his head and died, or after he hung his head and died, he showed himself. He died, they buried him, and he rose, and he showed himself to over 5,000. And he told them that, you know, that they could don't touch him. You know, some wanted to touch him, but he said they couldn't touch him because it was a must that he go to the Father. And that if he didn't go to the Father, that the Comforter would come. So I find myself, you know, as I look on and see, I said, some are confessing to be, but when you look, he said, you know, the tree by the fruit it bears, they seem like an empty cup, you know, We need the refilling of the Holy Spirit. And as Jesus said, when the comforters come, he will lead, guide, and teach us into all truth. Here, Nehemiah, God, hallelujah, chose him, hallelujah, and God chosen him to go in and to take back, you know, and God was, you know, when you think of what God was getting ready to destroy them, you know, God can't bless sin. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, he said, remember, I beseech thee the word that thy commandeth thy servant Moses, seeing if ye transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. But if ye turn unto me, and keep my commandments and do them, there thy will were of you cast out unto the uttermost parts of the heavens. Yet will I scatter them from thence, and will bring them unto a place that I have chosen to set my name there. God is going to do. Now that was Jeremiah 4:1, and that was verse 8 and 9. And, you know, God is going to, he says, let the wheat and tares grow together, because at the time of harvest, God is going to do the separating. He knows, you know, so many are false faith. So many think they're fooling, you know, God's people. They're fooling their family. They're fooling God's people. They're fooling the world. But God never slumbers or sleeps. He sees everything. So it behooves us, hallelujah, to pray that we can get a vision on what God would have us to do, as hallelujah, as Apostle Dr. Bradford does. She seeks the Lord's face, and she prays and fasts. You know, it's something that we as the people of God had to get, and I'll speak for myself, had to get back to the fasting. Don't mind the praying, but when you think about the fasting, we are overeating. You know, we eat just to eat, and some of us are eating nervously. It's not that we are hungry, it's that, you know, we're nervous eating. And, you know, it's not good, as we could see, you know, so many are obese, but let us get obese with the Spirit of God. I think that would be better for our natural health as well as our spiritual health as we seek the Lord's face. He said, if you seek me, you will find me, you know, and so many have questions. You know, sometimes God don't have the pastor, the pastor, the evangelist, or so many look for the prophet, the answer. Sometimes God wants to answer your questions for himself. That's why he's said, seek first, Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. Hallelujah. And again, we need to read Galatians, the 5th chapter, because it lets us know the things of the flesh and the things of the spirit, so we can get it right. We won't be stumbling and falling and asking God to help us to stand. For it is written, he said, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. And like Nehemiah, he sought God. He prayed for Jerusalem because they were in disaster. They was in turmoil, just like our world today. You know, he said, when we look on, don't get afraid and don't get in turmoil, but, you know, pray. We are looking to the hills from which cometh our help and our strength. But he said, when we see these things, you go in the book of Revelation, he said, then you know your redemption is drawing now, because these are things that God say must come, nation against nation, mother against daughter, daughter against mother, father against son, son against father, all the innocent bloodshed, all these things he say must come, and we know that our redemption draws now. And as Nehemiah did, as he prayed for Jerusalem, we have to pray for our cities and communities and our cities and our country. And hallelujah, most of all, pray for yourself, hallelujah, that the Holy Spirit allows, because we have to welcome the Holy Spirit as we welcome the Father and Son. And we also have to command our war and fighting ministering angels, give them work to do. If we don't give them anything, they're standing there waiting on us. So let's not just be a reader or a hearer, But let us become more a doer of God's word. In Jesus' name, Father God, let the words of my mouth, meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. Amen. Back to you, Apostle Bray.
Amen. 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 Bless the Lord. Amen. Elder Martin, we want to thank God, amen, for you. We want to thank God for that very thorough package this morning on Nehemiah, amen, and his 4 months of praying, 52 days of fasting, amen. Glory be to God. And you brought out a lot of very interesting points. One that mostly caught my attention is that Nehemiah was called, Nehemiah was chosen, but he still had to fast. You know? We think just because we say we don't have to fast, because we've been called, we don't have to fast. But he was called and chosen and fasted. I mean, well, really, when we look at Jesus, that's our prime example. Jesus, amen, was God, and he fasted, amen, as man. Amen. And you also, amen, brought out a good point in how he was called to help a people in reproach. So we see how fasting will assist people that are in reproach, starting with our own selves. Amen. Here he was building the wall. Amen. Fasting helps us to build a wall. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And to take down every invisible wall. Amen. And also the wall was for building and protection. So we see here how fasting, amen, how we can build during fasting and protect. Amen. He supervised the building project. Amen. Glory be to God. And the work was done. Amen. And I'm telling you, so you really delivered a whole bunch of bullet points today through the life of Nehemiah and fasting, that when you fast, you can get it done. You can get it done. Now, could he have done it without fasting? We don't know. Would he have been able to do it in 52 days? We don't know. But one thing we do know is he got it done. Amen. And this is the season, beloved, for us to get it done. This is the year of results.
Amen.
We're tired of talking about it, dreaming about it. It's time to get it done.
Mm.
All right? And so we see with fasting assisted with all of that. So Nehemiah is a prime example, a prime example. We want to thank God for your delivery this morning and bringing out those precious bullet points. Amen. So, beloved, amen. Read read. Nehemiah is a very short book. Read the whole book and be encouraged. And be encouraged that God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Amen. That was lovely. That was lovely. The very encouragement, very encouraging. And you said you called it the Lord comforts. Amen. And that's exactly what the Lord does. Amen. He is our comforter. And so, amen. Very, very delightful. Very, very, very. Amen. That was good. That was good. Amen. That was better than the bacon and scrambled eggs. That was good. Amen. Glory be to God.
God be the glory.
Yes. Thank you again.
Yes.
Thank you again. Mm-hmm. Amen. Come on,
you're
back
welcome.
And tell us what's happening to in your life. Amen. We know that you are a businesswoman. You have your own business and a couple other things that you're working on and maybe some things in ministry. So we want to give you another, come back, and any announcements you desire to make on any of those arenas, please feel free to do so.
Amen. Again, thank you, Apostle Dr. Bradford. And Nehemiah's name means the Lord comforts. That's where I got the subject from. His name means the Lord comforts.
Amen.
So that's why I took the subject. Amen. I'm just desiring prayers from the saints, yet need open doors, but God has showed me where I have to, I have to get on fire and, with things we have to preparate for. And I'm doing preparation to get things set up, so I'm ready. ready. And it, like you say, this is the year. This is the year that we need to be on fire for God, you know, because it's all for God's people, you know, not just mine, me and mine, but it's for the people. And just keep us in prayer, because yet we need some open doors. And I'm going to kick some doors in. I think, was it Deaconess Hattie? I'm going to kick some doors in. You know, we have to get radical sometime. And don't be slowful, you know. So just pray for me and mine, because, you know, when you try to have your family involved, sometimes you may have to get others. So I am really trying to be patient, but, you know, I am also seeking God, and I don't like slowfulness. You know, it was a time I did that, but I don't want to be slowful, because God is too awesome. He's too good. He's blessing us in spite of us, you know, being like not being at that point of place where we need to be, and being just like God can tell us something. I was talking with my sister on the other day, and, you know, when God brings something to your mind, we second guess it. So I say that's that flesh part. And, you know, I say we always talk about Satan. But no, it's me. It's me, oh, Lord. I'm standing in the need of prayer and my desire. And I ask God, help me to move. You know, when you give me an unction that I move out on, not second guess it, because sometimes we second guess when God is, you know, unctioning us to do something. And I don't want to do that, so I repent it. And say, Lord, help me not to second guess you, because, you know, I don't want to cause anyone to be lost or a blessing, you know, because we are, you know, God uses, just like you were talking on the air, on the line the other day about angels. God uses us, you know, we are vessels, we are tools, and he uses real people. And even though sometimes it may be an angel unaware, he actually uses real people, you know, that you can see and know, even though angels have been used and we don't even know. So many have gave their testimony when they tried to turn around to look and see the person was gone. But we want to be more attentive. So I thank you, Apostle Dr. Bradford, for the fasting, because it does. It makes you more keen. And just like, you know, I thought, too, on a topic, that, you know what, we need to detox in the natural, and we need to detox in the spirit. I was going to use that, but then God gave me, you know, when I saw what Nehemiah name meant, I said, no, I'll use that. But we need to detox. Just like I said, some of us are fat. You know, we're so overfilled that we're, you know, are we any good, you know, for the kingdom use? So that's my spill, but just keep us in prayer, because, yes, I'm still standing and still praying for God to open up those doors that I can get, you know, get back out there in the arena of workforce or of being an entrepreneur. Thank you. God bless you and yours and everyone on the line, you and your family.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing, and we will continue to lift up J&E Cleaning Services. Amen, for God's divine expansion. Amen, in Jesus' name. Amen. And, you know, you said something about the
prophet. I mean, Apostle, it's ENR, Cleaning Services.
Oh, where did I get the other one? Okay. Let me break that down.
It's okay. ENR, Cleaning Services.
Okay, mm-hmm. Got it. Okay, got it. Okay, ENR. All right, bless the name of the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you.
Yes.
You know,
I have everything that I need, and showing.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Yes, I have all the credentials, you know, all the important papers that you need, your insurance, your business license, and, you know, the your LLCs and, you know, everything that you need to properly be in business. That's what I do. And the certification. Yes.
All right.
That's what I'm
okay.
Doing. Thank you.
All right. Bless the Lord. All right. So you're ready to take it to the next level then. You're just ready to take it to
Amen.
The next level.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're ready, and we know God is ready too. And we're going to be taking that to the altar during this time of prayer and fasting, and believe God to bring it all together for you. All together for you. Amen.
Amen.
Whatever the next step is. Amen. Contracts, whatever,
amen.
whatever. Amen. In
yes.
Jesus' name.
Yes. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Amen.
Thank you.
You said something about knocking on doors, but you know, that's what the Lord showed me last week. And we were teaching on, you know, we ask and ye shall receive, seek. So we spend some days on asking to seek. And then the Lord showed me when he says, seek and ye shall find, knock and the door shall be opened. The Holy Spirit showed me knocking is when you decide you're not sitting back waiting for nothing to happen. You're going out. You're not waiting for your ship to come in. You're going out to meet the ship. That's what knocking means. Knocking means you getting up, getting dressed, getting out of here, and you're going to make something. You coming for it. You're coming for it. That's what the Lord showed me in knocking. Amen. So, when you said that, and we have to get adamant from time to time. We have to get like, okay, hungry, you know, hungry in a good way.
Amen.
Amen. So, yes. So, thank you for sharing that. Amen. And to God be all the praise. Amen. And all the glory and all the honor.
Amen.
All right. Amen.
We've been listening to
You're welcome. Amen. We have been listening to our elder, Estelle Martin. We want to thank God for this woman of God, amen, and all that she does, her elaboration, amen, on Nehemiah, amen, and she is the owner, amen, of E&R Cleaning Services, Commercial Cleaning Services, amen. So, look, we're going to pray, and you have to keep us abreast when you're ready for that first contract, because, beloved, we all know somebody that got some type of business, small business, mom and pop business, something now. You know what I mean? And we can, you know, put her name
I'm
out.
I'm ready.
You ready? Okay.
Amen.
She's ready for the contract.
We are ready because I'm not coming alone. Apostle,
okay.
I'm not coming alone. I have my team, you know, some things that we're going to, you know, make it. We got to do an excellent job because we're children of the King. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Look, I trust you. I trust you. Glory be to God. I trust to give your name out because I know you're coming in Jesus' name. I know you're a woman of integrity, honesty, and you're going to come out and you're going to show off, you know, in your services. I trust
you. Amen.
And so, beloved, I'm sure all of us know some type of business that needs a clean air. All businesses need a cleaning service. Some of them, matter of fact, I can think of about two right now, matter of fact. They need a cleaning service. They need a cleaning service.
Amen.
Some of them, what they can't afford, you don't even know what it costs.
Amen.
So you need a cleaning service. So let the Bible tells us to do good unto all men, especially those of the household of faith.
Amen.
Lover, we have an obligation to take care of one another.
Amen.
You see, it's just what you call
Amen.
A hand up. It's what you call a hand up.
Amen.
Glory to God. See, and then as they go up, they help other people go up, and that's how Nehemiah built the wall. See, but, you know, we got to, you
Amen.
Know, stop taking the business to other cultures. Stop, you know, it's okay, but you're running too fast. Explore your options first, you know. And I believe in supporting black
business.
I really do. And so, beloved,
let us think
about this and meditate on it. And anyone that has a business, amen, and reach it, let them know about E&R and let E&R know about them. And you're not looking for nothing in return. You
Amen.
Slice you up and all that, you know, and give you a rub that. No. We're not doing it for that. You know, we're not doing it for that. So we're doing it because it's the right thing to do. Amen. So thank you again, my
Amen.
Sister. We love
Amen.
You.
Amen.
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 All right. Thank you.
Love you. Appreciate you.
Amen. Thank you. Today is number 9 of our fasting. Now, today, beloved, we're going to, before we finish, we're going to come back to, you know, praying for ourselves because we got some other things that we need to be dealing with personally. But, beloved, today our nation is in turmoil. We see what's going on. We see what's going on. We see what's going on. I'm curious myself to see these documents, but I think that they really trying to set Biden up. It's funny, they had these documents all the time, and they wait until the reps take charge of the House the very next day to reveal some documents that they had months ago. I don't know, beloved. I don't know. I ain't going to try to figure it out, because you know what we're going to do? We're going to pray. Today, our corporate petition, amen, we are praying for our nation. We're praying for our president, President Biden, and we're praying for all the politicians. We're praying, beloved. It is a whole bunch of drama going on right now, a bunch of evil. I mean, what we see going on in politics, it is ridiculous. It is embarrassing. Other countries are laughing at us. You know, it's just a big circus. It's terrible, and it's a sign of the time. But we want to pray, beloved, for exposure, that the truth will be revealed, and it's beginning to unfold, thank God. Amen. And we want to pray for righteous leaders, because it sounds to me that they need, what the White House needs, what our Congress need, beloved, is a revival. That's what they need. They don't, that's the law that needs to be passed. That's the bill that needs to be passed. They need a Holy Ghost revival up in the house. See, that folks would get saved and delivered. Because I'm telling you, the devil is having a field day. See, but we are going to turn our place down, because the Bible says, if my people would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he promises to hear, to answer, to heal the land. God knows our land needs some healing. We know we living in the last days, but that don't mean we're going to sit back and let it unfold. So that is our prayer petition today. Please pray. Please pray. Please pray. Amen. Thank God for all of you who are still hanging in there. What the Holy Spirit showed me last night, beloved. Remember Esau? Remember Jacob and Esau? And Esau sold his birthright for food. Ooh. Ooh. Make you want to fast, don't it? This boy sold his birthright for food. My God, my God. We see how Satan, from the beginning of the time, used food to bring man into bondage when he tricked Eve in the garden. Beloved, this should make us want to, amen, go in a little bit deeper. Go in a little bit deeper, amen. And during your time of fasting, pray. Look, you don't have to be on your knees to pray. It's a good place to be now. Your knees is a good place to be if you can bend them. Laying prostrate is on your face, face down on the floor is even better. All right? But, beloved, it's mostly the posture of your heart, more so than your physical position. Amen. Put some extra prayer time in. Put some extra reading and meditation time in. Another 30 minutes would do good. Another hour, you know what I mean? Turn something off. Turn something off and feed your spirit. Amen. And so we bless the name of the Lord. So that is our petition on today. We're praying for our nation, our president, and his protection too. And his protection. I think the only reason they didn't try to knock our President Biden off is because they don't want a black president. God forbid, if something would happen to President Biden, then Harris would step up. Hey, you know they don't want that. So I think they're going to try to keep them around. Amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, if our presidents are evil or if they're a wicked men or loving men, we still have an obligation to pray for them. And the scripture that I'm going to give you to meditate on pertaining to that today, amen, comes from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. And we'll read that and we'll give the benediction. Amen. Let me see. Let me turn to it myself this morning. 2 Timothy 2. Wait a minute. Let me pull up my notes. I wrote it down for everybody. Now let me pull it up. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is so good and good all the time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm sorry, 1 Timothy 2. I knew something didn't look right. Sometimes you have to get those first and seconds together. All right, so we have 1 Timothy chapter number 2. Okay, and this first two verses, beloved. Amen. I'm going to read verse 1 and verse number 2. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made of all for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority. You see that? For kings, that's our president, all that are in authority, those in Congress, House of Representatives, your mayors, your governors, all those in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. Amen. So that's the scripture for us to meditate on today. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Amen and amen. All right, blessed be the name of the Lord. If you're listening today and you need some commercial cleaning, please reach out to us. A matter of fact, let me, before we give the benediction, let me come back. Minister Estelle, I'm coming back to you so you can give everyone the telephone number, email, or however you would have them to reach out to you. If there's anyone listening today in need or know someone in need of a commercial cleaning. So give me one second. Okay, so what's the contact information, Elder Martin?
It's 267-259-3727, or you can reach out to enrcleaningservice@gmail.com. Again, 267-259-3727. An email, enrcleaningservice@gmail.com.
Amen. Thank you. All right. Bless the Lord.
Thank
amen.
You.
You're welcome. Amen. 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 If you're listening, glory be to God, and you need prayer, amen, we want you to know that this ministry has a very extensive prayer ministry. We're built on prayer. Prayer is what we do. Amen. We have dedicated and committed prayer warriors, amen, around the clock, amen. And I'm telling you, they serve because they love the Lord. And reach out to us. If you can't call in, glory be to God, then you can send us an email. Send us an email at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. See? Or maybe you just want to write a letter. Whichever way you want to communicate. Okay, our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461, Glenside, GLENSIDEPA, Pennsylvania, 19038. Go to our website at lifewordjesus.org and communicate to us there, from there. We don't want to sweat you. We don't sweat folks. We don't sweat folks here. We don't beg. Okay. We let the Holy Spirit lead you. Amen. If you want to be a blessing to this ministry, so you don't have to worry about us coming at you like that. Okay. We're concerned about your spiritual man, your spiritual development, your spiritual growth. Amen. And look, we all need prayer. We would be lying to say if we don't. But what is your need? Let us help you with your need. Let us pray for you in your situation. Amen. And so this is what we do. One can chase 1,000, two can chase 10. Whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So please, we would love to hear from you. And we know we have a lot of people listening, but we have very few that's responding, very few. The most important thing is you're being blessed by the ministry because you keep coming back. That's the number one thing. But we want to extend our services to you to let you know that we are here and we are available and we will make ourselves available to service you. Amen. Glory be to God. We ought to bear ye one another's burdens through prayer. Amen and amen. Father God, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for the word that came forth this morning on Nehemiah. So much to think about pertaining to this man. But he was a prime example of the power of fasting and prayer. He was a prime example in the midst of opposition. Father God, they got it done. He made no excuses. He was determined. And he exceeded in his endeavors, that for which he was called and for which he was chosen. But he still did not take his calling for granted. He still had a prayer life and a fasting life, Father. And we say thank you that the word of God works when we work it. And so we thank you for Nehemiah. We thank you for Elder Martin, Father God, and her elaboration. Father God, we're lifting up E&R, cleaning services. Father God, put them on the map. Put them on the map, Father. Little as much if God is in it. Father God, even if the first contract is a corner store, whatever, God, just put them on the map. Because, God, we know once they get started, they're going to expand because people are going to recommend them. They're going to be pleased with their services. And, Father God, she's going to have a staff of a conglomerate of people working for her. And working for them, God. Put them on the map. And we say thank you, God. Give them good customers. Good paying customers, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we say thank you, and we say thank you. Blessed day number 9 of fasting. Father God, as we are fasting for our nation, which is in turmoil, our president under all type of pressure, coming from the east, the west, the north, and the south, and the politicians. Father, everybody has an opinion. Everybody trying to get the spotlight. Father God, it's a bunch of stuff going on. And God, it's time for the righteous leaders, Father God, to be revealed. To be revealed, Father. And the wickedness to be exposed. You said when the righteous are in authority, the people will rejoice. But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. So, Father God, this is our fasting. We're turning our plates down for our nation. We care because we live here. And not just our nation, God, because we're coming to Russia and Ukraine. We're hearing about these people that are dying. Our hearts are broken, Father. How they blow up an apartment building, Father, and 40 people die. Father, that could have been us. Could have been our family in that apartment building. So, yes, we care. We care. But God, we're going to deal at home first. We're going to start it right here at Jerusalem and our nation and ask you to handle the situation. And then we're going to take it abroad. And we say thank you and we bless you, Father, in Jesus' name. Meet us at the altar today at 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock. Bless the prayer warriors, Father. Bless these women. Bless them as they stand in the gap, as they carry the heavy load. God, you got to be special to be a host. You got to be special. They're special people, Father. They're special. And we thank you for them. Bless them in Jesus' name. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer, we seal this service by the word, by the blood, and by the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and to declare. It cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Father, we cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. It will not take root, and it will not come to pass. And Jesus, and that's for us and our families. Hallelujah. And the, our family extensions. In Jesus' name. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. My pleasure to serve today. Love you guys. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. And walk in the blessing today because the blessing of the Lord is here. The blessing manifestation is here already. Amen. Again, we want to thank our elder, Stell Martin. Amen. And E&R Cleaning Services. And you and you and you and you too. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Love you. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia, signing out.
Somebody and tell them you are, you are. Come on, witness to yourself and say it.